Ours to Protect, a climate and environmental program on WLR with Clodagh Walsh.
Come together to make a difference. That's the call from Slea Waterford, also known as the Sustainable Living Initiative. Now, Slea have teamed up with Waterford Libraries to showcase an exhibition, part of which hopes will encourage community groups to take practical steps on climate change. Sarah Keane is the Communications and Project Officer for Waterford Slea, and she also spoke to me about the work they do in schools.
So we are fundamentally an education organisation. So we're a non-profit, we're a charity. We do a lot of awareness raising activities, events, but essentially like workshops at the and we kind of come at the intersection of climate action, responsible consumption and sustainable living. So a lot of the workshops that we do them in with schools, primary schools, but also in the community. And the idea of these workshops is that they're enlightening, participatory, but most importantly that they're empowering.
So can you give me an example of the type of thing that you would do with schools, for example, and what age group?
We're project funded a lot of the time, so it really does depend on the project that we're carrying out at the time. Like, for example, we have a global schools project that we've been doing for many, many years, and that's with transition year students, and that's been going on for a long time. And the topic of that will always change. Like last year, or the year before last, it was transport, this year it was water, but they're always framed within the Sustainable Development Goals. And kind of how they interact both locally and globally on these issues, and then kind of it's a peer learning and teaching, so they go around to primary schools and teach them.
Hi, and welcome to the Waterford Global Schools 2023 workshop.
This year we focused on the Sustainable Development Goals and sustainable transportation.
This programme is run by the Waterford Sustainable Living Initiative, better known as SHLEE, and has been running now for over 20 years.
We would like to thank Worldwide Global Schools for funding this project.
This year, transition year students from seven Waterford schools met to learn and teach together, including
Our Lady of Mercy,
Newtown,
De La Salle,
Presentation,
Versailles,
Abbey Community College,
Ursuline.
We would like to start with a global warm-up activity designed to activate your knowledge about climate change.
What percentage of the cars on the road are electric? A, 5%, B, 10%, C, 20%, or D, 50%?
What kind of work do you do in communities? Do communities approach you and say we want to do something? Explain that to me.
So that, again, it does depend. Sometimes they will approach us, but it will depend. So, for example, this project that we're doing at the moment that's currently touring libraries and primary schools, that has a particular focus on community groups as part of one of its arms, one of its strands. And so that, accompanying this exhibition that we have going on, is workshops that we're doing with them. So the aims of these workshops is like we're trying to really approach climate action in the community from a very practical standpoint. So the idea is that of these workshops, these particular ones, is that they're kind of step by step. So it's trying to show that by breaking things down into manageable chunks that actors within a community can have a massive, massive impact. So we kind of do this by looking at the problems, the global problems, the issues that are facing them, the problems that are, and highlighting the problems that are important to this particular group that we're working with. So it's very, very tailored to who we're working with. And then looking at how we might combat those problems or what activities or events we might do. And then aiding them to say, how are we going to do that? And supporting them in doing it. So if you're an active retirement or a residence association or even a writing group, like contact us, we will help you put together something, an action in your community. We'll support you as best as we can. We'll give you a workshop on it. So all they have to do is email me. Sarah@sliwaterford.ie.
So there you have it. If you're a member of a community group and you've been thinking about taking some action around any aspect of climate change, you have absolutely no excuse. You can contact Slea and also check out their website where you'll find lots of information and resources. That's Slea, S-L-I for the Waterford.ie. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next Wednesday. Bye bye.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by WLR, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Mban with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie and WLRFM.com for more info.